at BBC Radio Suffolk. All this week on the programme, we've been focusing on dementia and encouraging conversations about it. Later in the programme, we're going to be chatting with Peter Berry and his friend Deb Bunt. Peter lives with early onset dementia and is passionate about living well with the condition. But before that, we've got a date for your diary, Wednesday the 25th of June 2025. And on this day, Care Development East are hosting a dementia marketplace at Trinity Park. Their CEO is Christian Bone. He's on the line now. Morning, Christian.
Morning, Sarah.
So before we chat about the event, just tell us a bit about the work of Care Development East.
Yeah, sure. Care Development East, we're a not-for-profit, and we provide training, support, advice services to all of Suffolk's social care providers. So there's a lot of sort of need for support with things like complex care, and that includes dementia. You know, we've got an ageing population, conditions are getting more and more complex, and that's why we provide the support we do to the care providers out there.
And on Wednesday the 25th of June, you're hosting a dementia marketplace at Trinity Park. Tell us a bit more about that event.
Well, the dementia marketplace, I have to say, is one, you know, it's one of our sort of highlights in the calendar. It's a fantastic event, and basically it provides sort of advice to people who are either caring for somebody living with dementia, or they're just really looking for that sort of support and advice. I think there's so many people in the county living with dementia, 13,000 in 2020, and they're expecting those numbers to sort of go up by 2040 to around 21,000 people. Mm. And yet of those people, so few sort of realise that there's help and support out there from, you know, community organisations and statutory bodies. So the event's a really great sort of opportunity to sort of give people a bit more advice and a little bit more support.
And we've been talking about dementia this week, and we had a chat yesterday with Jan Etherington, who her husband lives with Alzheimer's, and she really kind of hammered home the point that getting this advice and being able to talk and ask questions is crucial, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think it's also doing it in a sort of an informal setting. You know, the dementia marketplace is very different in that it's a sort of it's a friendly atmosphere. We've got over 45 exhibitors coming this year, mm-hmm. and there's all sorts of organisations there. So if you want to have a sort of more of a sort of confidential conversation, more of an informal chat, you can do that at the marketplace. Because we've got everybody in one place, which is fantastic.
And new this year, an innovation room?
That's right, yes. So one of the key things around dementia and its treatment is the sort of, you know, new technologies like virtual technologies. We've got virtual reality headset, which people can try out on the day. We've got things like a smart table as well, which we had last year and was very popular. So I think it's, you know, this is one of the sort of new aspects of sort of helping people to live well with dementia is the use of technology and making people aware of what's out there.
Mm. And it's free as well for people to come along?
Absolutely, yes. You know, this it's a free event. I think it's important that we allow as many people as sort of possible to come along on the day. We had over 200 visitors last year, and you know, with everything we've got on offer, we'd really like to see more people coming along on the 25th of June to sort of to see what's going on with regards to support for dementia.
Absolutely. Christian, thank you very much for coming on to tell us more. Christian Bone, CEO of Care Development East, joining us. So their dementia marketplace is on Wednesday the 25th of June, Trinity Park in Ipswich. And to find out more, go to caredevelopmenteast.co.uk. And don't forget, we've got more on dementia coming up on the programme. Peter Berry, who lives with early onset dementia, joining us after 11. Give me a time.